G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 30. And that is racing calendar weekend. So without any further ado, if you haven't picked up your Winning Post already and you're listening to us at a time when you can, in fact, get the Winning Post, then run, don't walk, to your local news agency to make sure you get one before it sells out. Carl, as well as the calendar, so there'll be plenty of excitement in the shops, but also excitement on the track. Quite a few intriguing races, black type racing in four cities around Australia.
That's right, Barks. There's a real sense of spring in the air with the Bletchingley Stakes in Melbourne. You've got, the Winter Challenge in Sydney, but it's still a decent field. There's a few Godolphin horses there resuming. And I guess if you're really fanatical, you can look at the jump outs and the trials in Sydney and Melbourne on Friday morning and really get a sense of some of those better horses that are coming back into action.
And it's also Darwin Cup weekend, of course. Let's not forget that. I was up there only a few weeks ago, and what a magnificent town it is. So if you're up there for the races, half your luck. We will start at Caulfield, however, on Saturday, where the black type race is race 7, the bigscreencompany.com.au Bletchingley Stakes, 1200 metres, standard weight for age, group 3, 150,000.
I've gone with Runway Star number 12 here, the 5-year-old mare. She's a pretty good first up performer with 4 wins from 6 goes fresh. First up last campaign, she won the listed Matrice for the second year running in Adelaide, and she's won 2 of her 3 stakes races for Philip Stokes. She started her career with Gerald Ryan and then went to Peter Moody. She's always shown promise and she's delivering on that in spades right now. So I've got her on top from number 10, Mahuta. First up from a spell, I think Darren Weir seems to be of the opinion, I haven't heard him say it, but I just think he reckons Mahuta's off a bit off the top level, and he's really targeting these early season sprint races, perhaps with a view to using residual fitness to Mahuta's advantage in a race like the Memsey Stakes, when some of those real top gun Group 1 performers step out in that race. So Mahuta, I'm sure, will go forward and be hard to overrun. Speaking of on paces, Lord of the Sky, he'll definitely be up on the speed, and I don't think he's going all that badly. I think his Monash run was quite good. He was demoted to 4th on protest and only beaten the neck from 2nd place over the line, and for 4th I'm putting in number 3 Fast and Rocking, who will need luck from that wide draw. Gone 12 10 4 and 3,
and I went for 10 Mahuta. I think 3.10 is short enough for a horse that's obviously going to peak over a little bit further, but I'm certainly gained some confidence from your thoughts there, Carl, to beat Fast and Rocking, number 3 horse that always seems to run into bad luck, but if you could get if you get clear running all the way, it would be pretty hard to hold out, I would think. And number 4, Lord of the Sky for 3rd, and for 4th I chucked in 11, Odyssey Moon. Your best for Caulfield?
Best bet, race 9, number 8, Marwood. Now, he's been really good at 6 runs this campaign, but the brutal fact of the matter is he hasn't won yet. But he's really been knocking on the door. A good seconds behind Voodoo Lad, Lord Barrington amongst those, and recent efforts behind Duke of Brunswick and Iron Blaze have been sound. He doesn't mind a wet track, but I think a good or a soft this time of year is certainly within his liking. He's just that sort of horse that gets back in his races and needs racetrack to work with at the right time. And hopefully Marwood, with Damien Lane aboard, gets that, and if he does, I think he'll be hard to beat. The value bet is race 6, and that is Andrassy, race 6, number 9. This horse won first up over 1,100 metres at Caulfield, beating Bon Rocket and Rutiger. And that's excellent form line for this fillies and mares sprint race over 1,200. Even the second up run, very unlucky behind KJ's Joy, a noted first up performer over that 1,100 metres at Caulfield. Next 2 runs forgivable. And from Barrier 1, Dwayne Dunn aboard, chasing the premiership title, probably an outside chance of winning the title, it must be said. I think from Barry 1, Andrassy probably stalks the speed and just needs a split in the straight.
Well, I've got one of Dwayne Dunn's mounts as my best, and that is race 3, number 3, Crafty Cop. Showed a lot of ability in first 2 starts and has jumped out particularly well, or trialled particularly well in the lead-up. And my value bet was race 5, number 6, Palace Tycoon, who does have the outside barrier to overcome. Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, Carl. And as you mentioned, there is a black type race. It's not the most prestigious race on the Sydney calendar, but it is a listed event, and it's worth, in fact, as much as the Bletchingley, is $150,000. It is, however, a handicap. It is called the Winter Challenge. It's over 1,500 metres. There are a few resuming in this race, including Allegria, who might be your selection.
It is. Allegria is my selection in the race. First up from a spell, best form over... best form can be over a little bit further, but has won her races between 1,300 to 15, but... has been stakes placed over a mile. I just think Allegria first up is a really nice performer. Certainly should have won first up last campaign in the benchmark 78 at Randwick. It was held up for most of the straight and whiz time. Two recent trials suggest that she's got a bit of zip in her legs and with a bit of tempo on up front, I can see Allegria finishing home over the top. So I've got it on top from 6 Mare Nostro, who's the race fit in form horse. Third number three, Oxford Poet, the likely leader. Should get an uncontested lead, but I really do question Oxford Poet's ability to run out 1,500. And fourth number five, Sacred Master. Recent addition to Chris Waller's stable. Ran in the Auckland Cup finishing third, but by golly, the trials don't suggest that he's a two-miler. He might be finishing home just as strongly as Allegria, I should say, based on those recent trials. So I've gone 8, 6, 3, and 5.
And eight, race seven, number eight, Allegria, is your value bet, if I'm not too much mistaken. Your best comes up in the previous. That's race six, number two, So Willie.
So Willie's been really honest this campaign through these winter months. It was a good winner 4 starts ago, over 1,500 at Rose Hill. Two recent efforts, fifth at Rose Hill, second at Rose Hill, both times beaten under a length. I really liked the last start effort when it ran the quickest last 800 of the race. In the worst part of the track, up along the inside rail, after dragging back to last from the outside fence. So it did cover plenty of ground, and more often than not, the place he didn't want to be, but the effort was still outstanding. With even luck, I think So Willie can be ultra-competitive. The set weights and penalties of this race really giving it a great chance and compressing the weight scale.
Morfordville, they're racing on the course proper in Adelaide on Saturday, and the last black type of the Adelaide's race of the Adelaide season, as always, is the very intriguing UBet Lightning Stakes, pitting the two-year-olds against the three-year-olds at weight for age over 1050 metres, and sometimes the three-year-olds win, sometimes the two-year-olds win, sometimes colts, sometimes fillies, and reflecting that great uncertainty, we've got a marked $4.80 each of three in the winning post, and you're with one of those.
Shapiro, number 14. I've got it on top. It's on pace, a drawn barrier, 152 kilos. Two-year-old filly by Capiro. Jump and run, hopefully leads all the way, and they don't know which way Shapiro goes. But it was 3,000-metre races on July 9 at Morfordville Parks. Shapiro ran the quickest time, and equally, in leading all the way, ran the quickest last 200. So it burnt the candle at both ends. There was those two other 3,000-metre races. One was a three-year-old, the other was an open. So Shapiro's, you know, just got to run out that little bit of extra distance here over the 1,050, and I think she can, and providing the fence is the place to be, which it usually is with such an inexperienced horses, so I think she'll be hard to beat. I've got her ahead of the fellow two-year-old filly Motan Lil and the other two-year-old filly Clockwork Orange. Motan Lil's really... great first up run at Mooney Valley against the pattern of the day. Clockwork Orange is a very nice filly, but just doesn't handle a wet track, so dry conditions for her would suit, but 50-1 is a massive price. And for fourth, I've put in... who have I put in for fourth? That's number...
Eight, Ocean Embers.
Well, there you go. I've tipped it with a lot of conviction. It's been heavily backed to Ocean Embers, it must be said, and it was a nice win over Carter Risto, who was very unlucky at Caulfield back on July 2. So I've gone 14, 15, 16, and 8.
And 14, your best. On the Morfordville program, your value bet comes up in the last, and that is race 8, number 12, Golden Century.
Golden Century, honest performer of late, hasn't missed a place 4 runs this campaign, beat all 8s, 2 starts back over 1,100 at Morfordville, and then covered plenty of extra ground from a wide barrier and was beaten by Cavaloce, who's since come out and won again. Golden Century kept fresh for this sense, and with the 3 kilo claimer Matthew Poon, that just all points to another reliable performance from Golden Century on the weekend.
Doomben is where they're racing in Brisbane on Saturday, and by jingoes, big fields there. In fact, really, there's big fields everywhere. You probably won't have to come up with too many winners to show a profit on Saturday. That'll certainly be the case at Doomben with these massive fields. What did you find for us there, Carl?
Well, just on those massive fields, it might have just been caused by the fact that Queensland Racing are now allowing dual acceptors on the same meeting. And the trainers seem to have liked the concept and warmed to it in the first week, because there were plenty of dual acceptors on this Metropolitan meeting. So, and obviously a few scratchings as well. But race 8, number 2, Sagarone's my best bet. This horse is dropping back in class a wee bit. Buck jumped first up in a class 5 at the Gold Coast when favourite, and then last time finished 4th behind Soul for Song in the listed Daybreak Lover. Just think she's better than the opposition and can get the job done. And in race 7 is my value bet, number 7, Dylan's Luck. Now this horse is backing up after a really gutsy 4th, and on that occasion it pressed forward, the speed was hot, and it clearly outlasted the other on paces around it. I think with it, providing it hasn't taken too much harm for the run, and Dylan's Luck, I'm sure, will be in the finish again.
All right, well, thanks to Queensland Racing for that particular rule change. That's really good for Winning Post and Best Bets, especially combined with 6 emergencies in each race. There's a lot of wasted paper and ink, but never mind all that. You only live once. All right.
And there's 22. It could be worse. It could be 8 emergencies and 24.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Belmont is where they're racing once again. Winter Saturday in Perth. There is a listed race. It is race 7, the HG Bolton Sprint, over 1,200 metres. And you're with Chris Gangemi here. He's got Rock Magic second up, Carl.
Yeah, I thought Rock Magic's run in the boat fine last time was quite good. It came third and it has got a bit of an experience edge. It does carry the top weight, but I didn't think that that run first up in the key form race wasn't all that bad. So I've got it on top from 12, Zakiros, 2, First Among Equals, and 7, General Group.
Alrighty, and your best was race 6, number 10, Django.
Yeah, Django here. It draws wide, winner over the track and distance. I was encouraged by that first up effort, making up late ground from the back of the field. Again, draws wide, should get into the second half of the field and be powering home late. The value bet is race 8, number 4, Barricade Beats. I think it's a two-horse race between Barricade Beats and Material Man. Barricade Beats has been placed at his past 2 starts and really does seem to be bursting to win a race. He isn't on pacer, so hopefully he uses barrier 4 to his advantage. Must be said, number 9, Cronkite, going for a hat-trick of wins one last Saturday, and the caller, Darren McCauley, came up with a ripper for Cronkite. He called the race and then he signed off by saying, and that's the way it... What's that Walter Cronkite's line in the news?
Oh, you had to know it, Carl.
I had to know it to deliver the joke. It's something and that's the way it was or something. But whoever heard it, if you heard it, you know it was a ripper.
Yeah, that's well done. That is clever. I'll pay that.
Yeah.
All right. How did your tipping go in New Zealand last week?
Fairly good.
Good. All right. Well, in that case, let's back up.
A couple of winners.
Back up at Arrowa Park Rotorua earlier on Saturday, and I'm very pleased to report that the track is a heavy 11 at both Rotorua and Otaki. Carl at Rotorua has gone for race 7, number 2, El Pescado, as his best, and his value bet is race 8, number 5, Perfect Start. At Otaki, we're talking race 5, number 9, Wannabe Royale, is the best. The value bet is race 8, number 4, Caleb. And
I've never seen a wetter track than last Saturday at Pukekura. That was incredible. They were taking 22 seconds to the final furlong in some of those races. And my value bet, Perfect Start, has got to overturn a 7-length defeat on the favourite there, Katie McCann, I should say. And just really, really made heavy work of it last Saturday. So hopefully a slightly firmer surface might be in its favour this week. Heavy 11 again, but hopefully not as heavy.
Yeah, well, it's probably, it's like Spinal Tap's amplifiers, isn't it? They can't go any further than 11. Might have been a heavy 13 last week. Darwin Cup, as I mentioned before. Now, don't forget, when you get your winning post, you not only get your calendar for your $5, but you also get all our great reading and form for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, we've got fields for both days of Darwin, Saturday and Monday, and a little bit of form for the Cup as well. Our Darwin expert, or at least he tells us he's a Darwin expert, is Daniel Borg, and his tips for race 9 on Monday, the Carlton Mid-Darwin Cup at the very civilised time of 5.55 Eastern, 5.25 local. His tips are number 1, Light in the Night, to beat 5, Finky, 7, Saturday Sorcerer, and 6, A Royal Request. Well, that leaves us only to remind you for a third time to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. No excuses will be accepted. Do not ring us in the coming weeks telling us you were in jail, incarcerated, overseas. And in fact, well, especially don't ring up and tell us you were interstate, because you can get winning post interstate. Unless you happen to be in Perth, so I suppose that's one. I was over in Perth. Our best for the week. Now, I managed to get a short price favourite rolled last week. I think it might have been Voodoo Lad. Let's see how we go this time. Won't be quite as short, you wouldn't think, in a field of 16. But the horse in question is a race 3, number 3 at Caulfield on Saturday, a Crafty Cop.
Okay, and I'll go race 9, number 8 at Caulfield, Marwood, 10 each way.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your calendar, back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.